Join Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, as she teaches, empowers, and guides you on an intuitive level. She will help you to become open to the often hard-to-face reality of your past karma that is carried into your present-day core problems and blockages. Tammy is here to deliver the messages from our angels. Every show delivers the information that the angels need you to receive. She's here to help you to start learning the truth. Tammy will teach you how you can begin or enhance your spiritual practice. She will lead you in guided meditations, giving you the tools to start understanding your own soul, spirit, and body. What is karma? Is karma real or imagined? Can you clear up bad karma from your past? How? All these questions and more will be addressed by Tammy through her gifted communication with angels and her spiritual skills.
Good morning to everyone that's here. It is such a pleasure being able to be here this morning on Om Time Radio. It makes me so happy to be a part of this community now. It is my first show today, and today we are going to be talking about desperately seeking me. What does that exactly mean? So a lot of people are going to be receiving a lot of information, and I'm going to be giving valuable tools that you can actually use at home so that you can change your situations around in regards towards finding yourself once again, no longer having blockages, no longer having interference in your space. And that's why I'm here. I'm here and I do these radio shows because it makes my heart and my soul so satisfied being able to know that I could benefit so many of you in just one moment by having so many students and people and listeners so that you guys can start changing the vibration of our planet so that we can open the doors to new opportunities, to blessings and gifts that our guardian angels have intended since the very beginning of time. So welcome everyone to the show. It is a beautiful Wednesday. I'm over here in California, and to all of those who are on the East Coast or wherever you may be today, good evening and good afternoon. So today, our focus, desperately seeking me. So what does that mean to you when I talk about this? Desperately seeking me. Are you feeling inside of yourself as though you're complete? Do you feel like you are able to be who you really truly want to be? Do you feel like you are at the place that you expected yourself to be by now? Many of us get lost, and that's common. Don't think that there's something odd or that there's something strange about that. We get lost and we get off track because there's so many people that interfere with our path, and they interfere with our karma. They interfere with our direction of who we are and where we're supposed to be. It's not always done on purpose. Sometimes, you know, people do have negative intentions, but most of the time it is an accident. And we need to allow ourselves to realize that no matter what our circumstances may be, we can change that vibration. And every day is a new day, and every day is a new blessing. And today is one of those days that you are going to learn how to change your vibration and change your situation now. So first things first, you have to ask yourself, because I can't answer this question for you. You know who you are, and you know what you feel. And the question you need to ask yourself first is, are you feeling complete? Are you feeling that you are where you are supposed to be? Are you feeling complete inside of yourself? Do you feel good about your day. Now, what I mean by that is most of us, we go to sleep, you know, we had a busy day yesterday, we had work or errands or whatever it may have been. We had things that we were doing yesterday, then we go to sleep, and then we wake up. And when we wake up, how do you feel? Do you feel rested? Do you feel energetic? Do you feel empowered? Do you look forward to your day? So when I talk about us desperately seeking ourselves, it's important to me for us to allow ourselves to realize that paying attention and being aware of every moment, of allowing ourselves to really take on that responsibility of awareness and opening our eyes and our senses and our hearing so that we can allow ourselves to pay attention to what opportunities, blessings, or signs are around us. Now, I know I heard earlier that there was a lady that was on the phone waiting from California, Christina, so I would love to talk to her. I know I have a lot of things I want to talk about. I have a long list. I love talking, and I always try to put in as much as I possibly can into the show, but I know she's been waiting. So let's talk to Christina for a moment and see what questions she may have. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Tammy.
It's
you
so
know, I just
able to hear your voice. Yes.
Oh, well, thank you. It's yours as well, and that's part of why I'm calling in, because I'm a client of yours, and hopefully I'm going to be a more long-time client, and I just kind of wanted to listen in. And, you know, you asked those questions at the beginning of the call, and, you know, I honestly don't know how to answer them. So,
well, then,
you know, if
that just goes to show
then
that
there's
I'm not
an issue.
You.
Yeah.
I have much more to teach you. It's all good. It's a good I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad that I can be able to help you, and I'm glad you're here joining us on this new show. It makes me very happy. I mean, Christina, you have to think about it. You know, when I put the title Desperately Seeking Me, you know, that's something that a lot of my clients and people are constantly asking themselves. They're like, who am I? Who am I? You know? And when I work with people, one thing that I come to find, and I know this sounds really simple or irrelevant or like it's not that big of a deal, but it is a big deal, that a lot of people do not know what their favorite color is or what their favorite flavor ice cream is or simple little things, because they're constantly allowing themselves to not make a wrong decision. And we're always trying to fit in everyone else's bubbles instead of creating and having our own bubble. And each and every one of us are here to be as an individual. Now, every individual can join a team and to be connected with like-minded people. Beautiful, great, wonderful. But we are not here to be someone else. We are here to be us, to be me, to be who I am, to be who you are, Christina, and not to allow ourselves to let that fade away or get off track. And the reason why we become blocked or we become faded or we feel disconnected is because we lose ourselves and we get lost. And then we get so far off our path that we allow ourselves to let everything else take us to the side, you know, or take us in a circle again. And God forbid, we all know that is not something that I advise. And this year of 2017 is the year, and I have been talking about this since the beginning, or since the very end of last year. I've been talking about it in lectures, on radio, wherever I am. And I've been talking about how 2017 in, you know, numerology, because I've studied all these different, studied many different things so I can be able to be the best teacher I possibly can for people. And 2017 is the year of manifestation. And it's the year of us allowing ourselves to take back our own power. So for you, I can tell you right now that, I mean, your energy seems really strong. I'm not stressed or worried about feeling your energy being weak, Christina. I am not concerned about that, thank God. Because it always concerns me when I feel weakness or I feel like there's negative pulls on people. But I don't feel that. Mm-hmm. I feel your energy being strong. I just see you have 101 questions. So how can I help you talk to me? What question may you have?
Well, I do have so many questions. It's almost like I don't know where to start. I guess one question that I can ask is, how do we know when other people are interfering with our path and our direction? And how can we prevent that?
Okay, that's a really great question for everyone that's listening. How we know if someone is interfering with our path is when we start feeling blocked or we start feeling disconnected or lost, you know that someone's interfering with your path. It's a guarantee. And the reason why is because we are created from our creator, from our guardian angels, to walk in complete confidence, self-love, and self-worth. We're supposed to be here really being able to stand tall, okay? Because with their guidance, with their love, with their support, nothing can get in our way. And we know that something's in our way when we feel lost, blocked, or disconnected. And that's something that I can agree that is an issue that you have at the current time. I can feel it very strong. I don't feel like your energy is negative and you know, like I was just recently, what was the name of the show I saw? Oh, Split. Oh, we got to go to break. Okay, well, I have to get ready to go to break, so I have to go. But anyways, keep listening in, and there's more stuff to be talking about. Okay, Christina?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. You're welcome.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium, Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Have you ever wondered why you were born? What is the purpose of your existence on this planet? Life can't just be about paying bills and spending 8 hours a day at a job that makes you miserable. Haven't you ever wanted your life to have meaning and purpose? Well, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer Tammy Adams can help you. She's been working with people for over 30 years all over the world, helping them to start living their life's purpose. Her exclusive clients have been able to live their dreams, break down the barriers that have been holding them back, and truly have happiness, love, and joy. For the first time ever, she is making her Life Purpose program available to you. Are you ready to pursue your dreams? Are you ready to have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth? Are you finally ready to have love, joy, peace, and fulfillment? If you're ready to invest in yourself and commit to making a change in your life, then call Tammy Adams today at 916-930-0781 and ask about her Life Purpose program. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this is the program, to find out if this program is right for you. Stop hesitating to pursue your happiness. You deserve to live a happy and fulfilling life, and Tammy is here to help you get there. So call today and ask about her Life Purpose Program. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
We are back. Okay. Beautiful. Thank you. Okay. So we're back. So I was talking to Christina, and this is the thing that we need to understand as people and as living on this planet. When we're disconnected and we feel lost, or we feel as though there's some type of a blockage within us, that's when we need to allow ourselves to start working very hard on trying to gain and reconnect with who we are, bring back our awareness, bring back our desires, and finding out who you are. Because when we allow ourselves to let these negative people's energy come into our space, it creates a disruption, it creates a disconnection, and it stops us from being who we are. And all of us on this planet, and I say this every time I talk to anyone, this is something that is very commonly said by me, and it's a fact. Every single one of us are born to have complete happiness, not a little bit of happiness. Every single one of us are born to have complete happiness, emotionally, spiritually, physically, you know, maybe not 100% financially, but we have what we need. And the universe creates that and gives that to us. And this is the year of manifestation. So if we feel lost or blocked, or we woke up this morning feeling, I don't feel so good, or I don't have the right energy, then what are you doing to change that? You know, we ask these questions quite often. Why do I feel this way? Well, why is this happening? Well, why do I feel so blocked? But what are we really truly doing to fix our blockages? What are we really truly doing to get rid of the negative things that are causing interference in our lives? Do you feel you're headed in the right direction? Only you can answer that. I mean, yes, me, I can answer that because I'm intuitive and this is what I do. And I've been here lifetimes doing this, being intuitive, being able to see people's future and doors that are going to open, or their present, or whatever is going on around them. I'm able to see those things, but you should be able to know if you're headed in the right direction. You should be able to know what you felt like when you woke up this morning. You should know if you feel complete or if you feel like you're lost. And when you're asking yourself these questions and then you're answering those questions, if you want, make a small little journal so that way in a couple days or in a week's time, you can go back and you can ask yourself this again. And when you ask yourself again, God willing, and hopefully help with your guardian angels, the doors will open and things will awaken. Doors will open. And a part of you will go through a transformation for the better. Do you feel like someone took a part of you away? Now, the reason why I ask that is, and Christina had a great point a moment ago when she said, well, what if other people's energy, or, you know, their vibration, their energy causes disruption, or if they try to take a piece of us? You know, this goes to the people who have been molested, you know, if they've taken a part of us away. This goes to the people who have been physically abused or mentally abused or emotionally abused or whatever it may be. We need to allow ourselves to realize, even for those who have been spiritually taken advantage of, I deal with a lot of people who have been, I have a client who was a part of an occult. I'll never forget her my whole life. Amazing, beautiful, powerful woman. Such a beautiful woman. She's like a little angel on earth. And she has the most beautiful heart. And she was a part of this occult. And she was molested as a child in the occult that she was in, the church. And it was, I can't mention the name of the organization because it's just not right to put energy and even bring power to them. But they are like a Christian-based religion and occult thing. And they abused her spiritually and molesting-wise, you know, physically. But no matter how much she was abused, and no matter how much she was physically even beaten by her husband or people in the church, because if she didn't, if you don't do things correctly, then they kind of like go off on you and put you in your place to make you perfect. And when they do that, most people lose a part of themselves because you've been taken apart. You've been as though you've been dissected. You've been, you know, broken down. Something inside of her, no matter how much she has been through suffering and pain and abuse and neglect, she really didn't know what it was to have love because her mother wasn't even loving or passionate. And her father died when she was two, so she didn't have a father figure. And she still did not let herself be taken apart by someone. She was so strong because her faith in God was so amazing. And that's why I say that she reminds me of an angel. Her faith and her ability within her own self, she knew, even though she was going through struggling, even though she was brought up in this occult and this is all she knew. She never knew any other way. And she wasn't allowed to have newspapers or television. You know, they weren't allowed to be a part of the world of society. And she wasn't allowed to be social, none of that. And she knew inside of her heart, even though she saw what was happening, she knew in her heart that there was a bigger and a better direction. And somehow we crossed paths, obviously by the hand of God and her guardian angel. And I helped her to connect towards her path and her purpose. And now she's traveling the world, working with people and helping people and being literally a healer, a hands-on healer. Her energy is so amazing that she's able to be a hands-on healer now, helping people in such a spectacular way. So you have to ask yourself, who are you? You know, she knew she was always here to do something healing, but who are you? Why are you here? I can answer these questions for you. I can definitely answer those questions for you, but ask yourself before you even think of calling. Who are you so that we can make sure that you succeed? There is this client, another client I was working with before, and he owns this big company, and he lost his voice. And he was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful person, wonderful heart, very giving, very, very loyal husband, very amazing father. But he went through an extremely tragic situation. And ever since this tragic experience happened to him, he lost his voice. Now, he has never admitted this. He's never spoken of this. He's never expressed this to his wife or anyone. Obviously, it was because his wife brought him in because she was a client of mine. And she goes, please see my husband, you know, help him, see what you can see about him. And I saw the tragic experience. His mother, who's passed away, was talking to me and told me all the details. And I saw what was going on. And we worked on creating healing towards this tragic experience that happened to him. And he actually had two children who never really knew his voice because his voice was so gone. I mean, he couldn't even speak. After doing the work and helping him to go through a healing, which was very, very, very powerful. And after going through a process of forgiving himself as well, because he felt in some way responsible for the experience that happened in his life, he then could speak. And we speak every once in a while still to today. And I've known him for, my goodness, probably 8 years. And, well, at least it feels like 8 years. I'm not really sure. Maybe it was 7. But the point is that he allowed someone to take a part of him away. And that was his voice. And through losing his voice, he couldn't be as expressive. I mean, he still ran his company, God willing. He was a very strong, very amazing man. He ran his company, but he lost his voice. And through the work of healing him, he found it again. Do you know what you want and who you are? What part of you do you feel is lost and disconnected? We want to focus on creating healing with that so that you don't allow yourself to have any disconnections, so that you're not losing yourself. And when you think about these things that are causing blockages and interference in your space, you want to focus on bringing that forward. You want to bring forward your passion, your heart, your soul, your desires. Every single one of us are here for a purpose and has a gift, an ability, and a purpose in being here. And one thing that many of us don't realize is that we allow ourselves to let people take away our gifts. We allow ourselves to let things cause interference with our gift. And if we allow ourselves to bring forward our abilities, our awareness, our strengths, and make for sure that our karma is clean and no longer disconnected, doors will open and things will transfer in the most amazing way. Okay, we're going for a break. I'll talk to you guys back again in a moment.
Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you in search of love? Now, when you hear the word love, do you think of a true, meaningful, instant connection with someone that makes you feel as though you've known them your whole life? The kind of connection that has a magnetic energy and a seamless fit to your thoughts and desires. The kind that cannot be anything other than your soulmate. If this is the kind of love that you've been searching for and think it'll never happen for you, stop. Your soulmate exists, and Tammy Adams can help you find them. Tammy Adams has been an intuitive life coach and spiritual healer for over 30 years. She's here to help you connect to your soulmate. If you think your soulmates don't exist, please do not be mistaken. Tammy is here to tell you that every single soul that has been created has a soulmate. Through her intuitive abilities, over the years, she has connected countless clients with their soulmates. For the first time ever, Tammy is making her soulmate program available to you. If you're tired of the heartache, if you're tired of searching, if you're tired of being lonely and constantly having this longing for that one person, then please call Tammy today and ask about her soulmate program. The number is 916-930-0781. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this program is right for you. This program is exclusive to those who are ready to finally invest in themselves so that they can have a fulfilled life. In this moment, you have the opportunity to finally have love, passion, and joy. Don't hesitate in pursuing your happiness. So call today. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. So, like I was saying before we went to commercial, do you know what you want? Because inside of our heart, inside of our soul, we know what we want. And when you're sitting there and you're trying to discover and you're trying to find out and you're trying to bring forward who you are, as you're filled with blockages, as you're filled with sadness or pain or whatever has happened in your past, whatever has tried to cause disruption, whoever may have taken a piece of you away, even if you're lost, you can be found again. What if your karma is what is blocking you? You know, the reason why I call this show Karma Talks is because I believe that karma has to do with everything. And everyone who is listening, understand that karma is a cause and effect. It is something that even the most scientific, disconnected, not believing in spirituality people, most atheist people believe and know that karma is real. And I talk about this in lectures, and I talk about this when I do workshops, because karma is something that is very, very powerful. But yet it is ignored time and time again, because we do not want to give recognition, and we don't want to allow ourselves to really, truly pay attention to our act. Which surprises me, because before, hundreds of years ago, our focus was being as a unity and paying attention to each step we took. And if we cut down a tree, we would plant another tree. Or if we, you know, needed to collect grain, then, you know, we'd only take as much as we need. We didn't take all of it and waste. These days, we take and we take and we take and we do not replace. And we'll take other people's love, but we don't give back love. Or people take our love and we don't get that back. There's no synchronicity. There's no true connection. And we need to allow ourselves to awaken and to once again be connected to that rhythm, to that vibration. And doors are going to begin to open. And that's what this year is about. It's the year of completion. It's the year of manifestation. It's the year of us owning up to who we are. And if your karma is blocked, well, by all means, start allowing yourself to realize that it's not ever too late to change that situation. What if you're stuck in another lifetime? What if your energy and your karma is stuck and it's blocked, or there's a tie to another lifetime that's causing interference? If you feel as though it has nothing to do with this lifetime, you had an amazing mother, you had a great father, you had beautiful people in your life, but something inside of you continues to depress you, continues to make you feel miserable, continues to tear you down, then maybe it's energy or it's karma that's associated and connected from another lifetime. Now, how you would know this, just for everyone who's listening in to learn and to understand and to help themselves, is you possibly may have dreams. You'll have dreams of past life memories or scenarios, situations that have happened before. And you can heal that. Go to a healer, go to someone like me or someone who does Reiki or whatever it may be, and heal that karma. Work on getting rid of those blockages so that you can continue to once again then move forward. If you're feeling blocked and you are feeling like something is causing interference, don't give it power. Transform that negative into a positive. And that's what I talk about quite often, is how meditation is one of the most hugest, most amazing, most spectacular gifts that all of us have been taught and shown and learned about and have the opportunity to use to benefit our vibration and our energy. Meditation, meditation, meditation. Do you feel like you fit in? Do you feel like you are where you're supposed to be? You know, and what I mean by that is, and I know I'm going all over the place and I have so many things that I'm talking about, but it's just, I love to give as much information as I possibly can to all of you. And this is, you know, a very important subject if you feel like you fit in to me, because when I work with people and a lot of clients that I work with, they say quite often, oh yeah, I'm just, you know, going through this job and I'm okay. And, you know, I'll retire in, you know, another 7 years and then I'll be fine. Then I'll finally focus on my purpose. And I sit there and I say, why? Why wait another 7 years? Why are you wasting life? How do we know we're going to be here another 7 years? How do you know we're not going to go home and our spirit is going to be in a different place and we're going to go to a different dimension? How do we know tomorrow we'll still be here? Why do we not take the opportunity? Why do we not take the chance to live life to the fullest today? But yet we sacrifice and we invest in programs, in schooling, in our careers, and all these things that we do not want to do. But we do not invest in things that we want to do. So instead of you being an accountant, which is what you don't want to do, but you wanted to be a veterinarian, why are you not a veterinarian? Or instead, like there was a client I was working with, she's such a sweet little girl. Well, she's not a little girl, but she's 31, and she was a nurse. Yes, she was working as a nurse, and she was miserable, absolutely horrified, could not stand her life. She was making great money. Her husband makes great money, and she just hated it. She was, like, in complete depression. She was so depressed that she constantly was arguing with her husband, constantly having a negative attitude at home, and they were actually in the process of getting a divorce before I met them. And I had a session with her. She found me over an event that I was at, a speaking event that I was at over in the East Coast in New York. And she's like, please, Tammy, can I just talk to you for a moment, you know, after the lecture? And I said, sure, yes, how can I help you? She goes, do private sessions, da, 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 da. I said, yes, of course. Then I talked to her, did a session, and I saw that her passion was children and that what she wanted to do was to have like a daycare and have some type of a facility or a career and working and dealing with just caring for babies, caring for children. So I told her, stop worrying about allowing herself to, you know, try to make all this huge money that her mom has pushed her to do since she was in junior high school. And all her family is in the, all her siblings, her mother, her family, they're all in the medical field. So it was like a, you have to be in the medical field type of attitude. And she couldn't stand it. It was miserable. And now, after all the work we did, she is definitely not in the medical field, and she's working with children, and she's living her life and doing the things that she wants to do in just such a short time. And she listened, and she took my advice, and I helped her to open the doors by guiding her and directing her from seeing what it was that she needed to do. And she is so extremely happy. She is not making at all the money she was making, but she doesn't need money. She doesn't want money. She wants happiness. And happiness is worth more than any dollar amount that can be given to you. She saved her marriage through changing her vibration, changing her attitude, and through the work we did together. She's getting ready to expect a child of her own coming into this world. Just found out that she was supposed to be pregnant, and now we know she's pregnant. It's all awesome and beautiful and amazing and a miracle. It was something I saw when I first met her, that she was supposed to be pregnant, and now she is. And it's just a gift. Life is a gift. So when you think of how you fit in and where you're supposed to be, think of what your heart and your soul feels, not trying to figure out where you fit in. When we come back, we're going to talk more about meditation, and we're going to talk more about how to heal all of you so that you can start practicing this at home. Talk to you guys soon.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Great, and we are back. Okay, so like I said before commercial, that we are going to be talking about how to focus on healing and what homework all of you can have so that you can start transforming your life. Today's subject was and is desperately seeking me. Just to have a recap, are you feeling complete? Do you feel like you're lost? Who are you? If you're feeling blocked and you feel like you need to be healed from the blockages that are surrounding you, one thing which I suggest and I advise people to do all the time is to focus on meditation. meditation to me is one of the most powerful, free, of course, it's for free, things that we can do. It's better than any meditation, or it's better than any type of medication, it's better than any type of class, it's better than any type of anything that we can do to ourselves. Meditation, doing it properly, takes a little tiny bit of practice. It's not that difficult. It takes time. It takes a little bit of practice, but it is well worth it. By allowing ourselves to inhale positive through our nose and then exhale negative through our mouth, and really letting our body to become relaxed, whether you're sitting in the lotus position, whether you want to allow yourself to lay flat on a, you know, on the floor or on a massage chair, wherever you want to go, meditate and let go of the blockages that are inside of you. Focus on allowing healing to take place so that the chakras, the karma, the things that are blocked within you, the interference that is in your space can allow itself to be washed away. One thing that I think is very important that most people do not talk about is, in order for us to move forward, in order for us to truly heal, we do need to focus on forgiveness. If you cannot forgive those who have hurt you, who have made you feel lost, or have taken a part of you away, or who have made you feel incomplete, if you cannot forgive those people, or even forgive yourself, you cannot be healed. Forgiveness is another step that is very necessary in order for us to truly heal. So meditation, and then focus also on forgiveness. Meditation, to me, is like becoming renewed. I meditate every single night, no matter what the circumstances are. Forgiveness is something that I don't focus on forgiveness every day, like, you know, forgiving the woman who cut me off, or you know, on the freeway, or whatever it may be. But you do want to focus on forgiving those who have hurt you. You do want to focus on forgiving those who have abandoned you, or who have abused you, or have taken advantage of your trust, whatever it may be. Even if it's the forgiveness towards yourself, you know, forgiving ourselves for not really truly acting on what we want to, or whatever it may be. Focus on forgiveness. That's something that's very, very, very powerful. Another thing that is very important, and this is something that I'm very happy that I am talking about, because to me, this one thing I'm going to talk about next deserves its own show, and it's called self-love. Self-love and self-worth. Without self-love, how do we expect someone to love us? We expect our karma to be so clean and so vibrant and so open. But yet, if we don't have self-love and we have blockages with inside of ourselves, how are we supposed to have that openness and that clarity and that cleansingness in our space? Self-love is something that I have noticed, whether I'm going in a coffee shop, whether I'm in a grocery store, whether I'm walking on the street, the park, wherever it may be, I notice that most people's aura, most people's energy is missing self-love and self-worth. That is something that has been stripped away from most people at a very young age. And that really saddens my heart, because I realize that so many people are living in this world and missing one of the most powerful tools that God has given us, which is love. You know what makes people more different than most species on the whole entire planet is that we are here to love. We are here filled with passion. We're here to have a soulmate. We're here to have love. But without self-love, without self-worth, you cannot have that happiness, that peace. You cannot have a clean karma and openness. If you do not love yourself, how do you expect someone to love you? That's the part that always makes me very, very confused, how people think that's possible. I mean, to me, it makes so much sense. And even though I'm not in any way, shape, or form a logical person, and, you know, most people would say, wow, Tammy, your head's in the clouds. Well, obviously, my head's in the clouds. I'm talking to angels all day. What do you expect me to be? So, yeah, okay, my head's in the clouds. But I would assume that people would know that having self-love is a must in order for someone to love us. I mean, it seems so logical. It seems so, you know, the right thing. Just makes complete sense. So please, to all of you, focus on really, when you're meditating, on inhaling self-love, on inhaling the most beautiful pink and most beautiful red color, and letting your whole soul and spirit and body be filled with self-love and self-worth, because that will start making the movement forward. Then, as you're sitting there and you're saying, I'm desperately seeking me, Tammy, how do I find myself? You will begin to feel the connection. You will begin to feel the passion. You will begin to see the visions. Your dreams will become reality. Your guardian angel will start to show you the visions. Your information that comes from within you will start becoming so recognized. You'll be able to write it down like automatic writing. So many doors will so open for you. And as you have self-love and self-worth, you will start having a connection to God, and you will start having a connection to your guardian angels. And when you have a connection to God and your guardian angels, then you'll no longer be lost, which is something we spoke about earlier. Do you feel lost? Well, you'll never feel lost if you have a connection to your guardian angels and to God, because every single one of us are meant to communicate with their guardian angels. That's a gift that we were given since the beginning of time. It has been written during the time of Moses. It was talked about during the time with Buddha. I mean, so many prophets, so many people who have been here on this planet. I mean, God's not a prophet. God's being of light. But, you know, so many prophets that have been here as teachers for us have expressed and have told us that we have our own communication. We have our own connection. And we don't need to be lost. And how we allow ourselves to be found is by having that self-love, having that self-worth. Then when you have that, and as you're meditating and as you're receiving that peace and that tranquility and that openness and unblocking these chakras and getting rid of the karmic negativity and getting rid of the karmic blockages and the interference, and then finding yourself again and no longer letting whoever took away the negative from you, well, not the negative, but people who have taken a part of you away, which is made a negative, you'll get all that back by having self-love. You'll get all that back by meditating and by forgiving. And then you have this connection with God, and you have this connection with your guardian angels, and then doors just automatically start opening. And listen to your dreams. So many of us don't even pay attention to our dreams. When the guardian angels have given us dreams since the beginning of time, they give us our dreams. Since the moment that we're born, we are given these dreams and messages that are constantly giving us this information. And this information is to help us, whether it's for today, whether it's for 2 days from now, whether it's from 10 days from now, they give us this information. And those dreams are warnings and information to guide us, to protect us, to teach us So what are you doing with the dreams that are coming through to you? Write them down. Keep a journal. Pay attention to the messages. Please, guys. This is so beneficial. And create a vision board of your desires. I never talk about that to anyone. I mean, it is personal clients, but not on radio. Create a vision board so that that way you can see what it is that you're seeking. That way you can see what it is that you're looking for. Okay? Help yourself to really, truly visualize and manifest your dreams. Manifest your transformation. And watch and see how this year is going to be the most amazing, spectacular, special year you've ever had. To all of you, God bless. It was wonderful being able to be here. Until next time, I'm Tammy Adams. Bye.